Welcome to the Spirit Taught Podcast. I am Daniel Brinkman, and this is my stepboy,
Emerson Lasowski.
Emerson Lasowski. Yeah, we just thought we should try out a podcast and just have a conversation and go for it. So, anything on your mind lately?
Not really. I mean, school is kind of one thing on my mind.
Mm-hmm. What about school?
Kind of that. A lot of my classes, you only have 4 days a week, and it's different when you're doing, like, gym class in a mask and when you're, like, just walking around school or when you're in your classes and you have your mask on. It's just, it doesn't feel like school.
Mm-hmm. Totally different than what it used to be like, I bet. I think I'll ask you some questions about, like, service, because we kind of did, you kind of did that, well, you did do that, our next door neighbor.
Yeah.
So you shoveled her driveway and you were thinking about shoveling other people's driveways and stuff like that. So why do you think that, why do you like to do that?
I mean, I kind of did like Pat's and then John's just because like they're older, so maybe they have stuff to do, or just since kind of they're older, so then I was kind of just trying to help more of.
Yeah, so Pat is, she lives alone because her husband died a while ago, and but she has a bunch of people that she hires to like do her lawn,
like,
and her like everything for her. But I think it's a good thing to serve people either way. Even if she hires people that do it for her, I think it's still good to
help.
Why do you think that's a good thing, to help people?
I just feel like it's the right thing to do. I mean, I would like that to be how other people treat me, kind of. So I feel like if I help other people, I feel like they would help me. I mean, I just feel like it's the right thing to do for the most part.
What's the alternative?
The alternative is kind of like you just don't do anything, and then you just like watch people either like struggle to do something that you could have done easily, or you just like don't do anything, and it's kind of like just being lazy. And I mean, if you have nothing to do, you can just do that and help and serve people instead of just like sitting around and watching TV all day.
What do you like to watch on TV?
Probably my favorite shows is Henry Danger.
What is that?
It's like Henry Danger and Kid Danger and Captain Man, and they're like these sidekicks for, or Henry Danger is a sidekick to Captain Man, or Kid Danger is, and they basically fight crime around Smallville. It's like a reality superhero show, kind of, and I just like that. They stopped making it now, so they had the final episodes a year ago.
What else do you want to talk about?
Sports?
Oh man, there's been enough sports talk on this.
Favorite player.
What?
Favorite like players for sports.
Favorite players
especially
for sports.
My favorite players for like.
Okay, what about that book that you read?
Oh, by the Shaken One by Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one just because it was like for me, it was
the Shaken
about
by
the
Tim Tebow.
Shaken by Tim Tebow.
Okay.
Yeah, and I liked it because it was like incorporated football into the book, and football is something I feel passionate about. And the book was kind of about how, like, his walk with God and how he is, like, what he did with God.
What did he do with God? What do you
mean?
And
what he would do is, like, he was, he started the...
What did you say about the, his, did he put John 3:16 under his eyes?
Yeah, he put John 3:16, and the exact date, 3 years later, he was playing a different game for a professional team, and 36 million people Googled John 3:16.
Yep.
And he threw, that was his like 36 touchdown pass, and he threw like 316 yards or something, and then he threw like, he was just had like all of his stats that day were like 316 or like 31. He had like 31 rushing yards, like 300, I think he had 316 passing yards or something, but like all of his stats that day were 316. And when he got into the locker room, one of the guys was like, oh, hey, did you know that exactly 3 years later, and he told him about everything? And Tim Tebow was like, well, I really feel like God had something to play in that.
Mm-hmm. So what did he write the book about?
He was kind of writing about how to, like, how he was shaken. I mean, he was cut from, like, multiple different teams. Because he's, like, a big athletic dude, but he only wanted to play quarterback. So a lot of teams wanted him to play, like, different positions, and they felt he wasn't the best quarterback. So it was about kind of him being, like, shaken a lot, and then how he just, like, went to God every time he was shaken, and he kept his faith. Like, one time they were visiting a prison to help people that they felt were, like, needed God. So there was this one prisoner there that Tim Tebow was trying to find, who he didn't know, but he felt like God was drawing him to this one cell. So he went there, and then this guy, and they told him about God, and this guy was, like, really happy. And he was, like, trying to kill himself, like, a week before. And then he prayed to God. Like, he said it was the first time he prayed to God in, like, his life. And 5 minutes later, like, Tim Tebow and some of his friends showed up there. So that was something in the book. And that's kind of just about being, like, how if you're shaken or something in your life happens that is, like, unexpected or is, like, bad, how you can be, like, you can go to God and it'll help you.
Mm-hmm. How many pages was that book?
Probably close to, like, 150 to 200.
I thought it was longer. It looked pretty thick.
No, it was only, like, this thick.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of, it was shorter than, like, it was, like, this size.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you now a different question. Kind of random, but what do you think, when do you think you made the decision to believe in God?
Honestly, I don't really know. I mean,
it wasn't a moment in time that you thought, like,
no,
this was it?
Really wasn't. I mean, can't really remember when I was, like, really young. But I feel like I didn't really go to church then. Like, when I was really, really young.
How, like, what age?
Probably, like, up to 3 years old. I don't think I ever went to church. Just in years later, I feel like eventually I started to believe, like, more and more. Like, in the years forecoming. Like, mm-hmm. after that.
Yeah.
I felt, mm-hmm. like, more and more, like, I was just feeling it more and more that I just
kind
had
of
to
a gradual
believe,
thing.
Like, gradually, yeah.
That just built up.
It wasn't just, like, this thing where an angel flew down from heaven and was like, oh, you should believe in God. Or somebody, mm-hmm. like, in my life was just like, oh, hey, you should believe in God or something. It's kind mm-hmm. of just, like, gradually.
What kinds of things do you hear people talk about, like, in church that makes you, that helps you believe in God?
It's kind of like when they're talking about, like, miracles or anything. Like, oh, I was praying to God, and he helped me, and he did this for me. I feel like that's like, oh, well, if he did that for you, that's great. I mean, well, I'm going to believe. I mean, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you believe if there's this person that's doing good things for you, and he's going to save you, like, in the end? Why wouldn't you believe in him?
What do you think about when you read about Jesus doing miracles, then?
When I read about that, I kind of feel, like, just, like, in awe. Like, I'm like, wow, that's cool. Like, I wish I was Jesus. And a lot of times it just, like, reminds me of, like, how unperfect I am. And kind of makes me sad because, I mean, I wish I was perfect, but I'm just not.
You wish you could do miracles?
I mean, I wish I could.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I can't. And I'm not perfect. I mean, I wish I was. But I feel like no human is ever perfect besides Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like I just kind of reflect on those thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think we can grow in perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I feel like you can.
God says to be perfect. He tells us to be perfect.
Yeah.
So that's like our goal, to
that's
be
the
perfect.
Goal. I mean, in anything, you always want to aim for the best.
Right.
And wherever you fall, you can always improve.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you fall 99, you can improve to 99.5. And so on. But, like, you always want to get the highest score possible on your math test. And that's the same with God. You want to be as perfect as you can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to fall short of that goal, even though it's going to happen. You can't let the thought, like, oh, I'm never going to be perfect, so I'm just going to give up. You have to keep trying.
Mm-hmm. But God forgives us because he knows
yes.
we're weak. He knows.
And that can make us more perfect. And he knows that we're not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And he knows that we're just humans.
Mm-hmm. And he wants to help us.
That's what, yeah.
Do you have any questions for me?
Do you feel like your music is connected to, like, God? Like, do you feel like by playing music you feel more connected to God?
Yeah, I do. I think that when I first started playing music, I didn't really feel that way. But then when I became a stronger follower of God, then my music kind of gradually went towards God. Like, I recognized that God gave me a gift
mm-hmm.
of playing music and, like, a passion to play music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like with you and playing football or something.
Mm-hmm. How you feel, like, passionate about that, and that's, like, what you feel is just what you feel is, like, right. Like, you
yeah,
feel
you
like
feel,
that's what God is drawing you to is, like...
Yeah, you feel right.
That you feel right when you're doing it.
Yeah, when you're doing it, you feel right. And
mm-hmm.
it's, like, because you love God... then you want to do
something that pleases, like, him, and you want to use what he, like, what talents that he gave you, like, for you said
mm-hmm.
it, you feel like the talent that he gave you is music, so you want to use that to your best of your ability. And for, like, me, I feel like sports is kind of a talent that he gave me, so I want to
mm-hmm.
use that to the best of my ability.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, using what gifts he's given you to
mm-hmm.
do it for him and to the best of your ability, just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have recorded the songs, like,
mm-hmm.
I think that's another way that I can give
mm-hmm.
give God,
like, when,
worship in
yeah.
in my music, and when I'm recording or just writing songs or even just playing guitar with no words,
yeah.
I still try to do it. I think that I just do the things that I like to do for God.
Because that's how you feel like you're praising him.
Mm-hmm.
And everything, and that's kind of how different people do different things to feel like they're praising God,
mm-hmm.
and different people do different things to, like, praise it. It may not be music for some people. It may be, like, getting a good grade on your test, and then when your friend asks how you did that, you can say, like, oh, God did that for me, and that's like your praise to God is, thanks for helping me with this test, and you want to show that.
Yeah, and I think that doing things to the best of your ability is also praising God for the gift that he gave you,
mm-hmm.
because you want to do the best for him now,
yeah.
because he gave you that. And while you're doing, say, football or music or working on a test that you're
mm-hmm.
you're studying for a test, you want to do that to the best of your ability, and you're thanking God
mm-hmm.
for the, like, the intelligence that he gave you, or
mm-hmm.
for the passion that he gave you for sports, or because it's not a bad thing to enjoy stuff, like, in
mm-hmm.
life. You know,
you
he wants
stuff.
You to enjoy
yes.
stuff in life.
But also, he has stuff for you in heaven that he wants you to enjoy more in heaven
yeah.
than in earth. And
mm-hmm.
earth is kind of like when you're supposed to be, like, getting as a stronger believer, that now you may not enjoy as much now, and you may be, like, you may give up a lot more now, and you feel sad and down and everything like that, but it doesn't matter, because in heaven, then you have everything you ever wanted and more, and then you don't feel pain, and you won't feel anything that
mm-hmm.
you give away.
Yeah, yeah. Heaven is not just a place in the clouds
where
we,
like,
go.
Oh,
and
there's angels singing with harps. And
yeah, like, the most joyful moment you've ever had in life,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be infinity times that.
Mm-hmm.
And to think about that. And also, when you get to know more of God, like, on earth, you really want to go to heaven. Because
mm-hmm.
then you know you're going to be closer to God there. You're going to
mm-hmm.
be with him there.
And then you understand it more and more. Whereas now you may not understand it as much. Like, you may not understand heaven and, like, God entirely now. But once
mm-hmm.
you're into heaven, you get, like, the full knowledge and...
Yep.
That.
Yep. Yep, because now we're just supposed to have faith.
Yeah.
We don't exactly see God with our eyes or anything like
mm-hmm.
that.
And right now it's keeping faith and keeping your faith
mm-hmm.
in God and growing in faith.
Mm-hmm.
So not just, like, just keeping your faith level the same through your journey on earth. It's, like, growing your faith, not
mm-hmm.
just staying at this level, because then you basically lived your life for nothing, but you want to grow in your faith. That means you live for something.
Hmm. Yeah. Good point. Do you have any more questions? You can ask me something more.
How do you feel that writing incorporates into, like, getting closer to God? Like, do you feel that when you're writing books about God and when you're writing about that, do you feel like that brings you closer? Or, like, when you're, like, writing down stuff from the Bible and you're writing notes and you're, like, studying it and stuff like that, do you feel like that brings you closer to God?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really do. I write my thoughts out in mm-hmm. that journal.
Yeah.
And I write my prayers out. And it helps me think about more about what I'm praying, because I'm also mm-hmm. writing it down so I can read it mm-hmm. and I'm thinking it.
And that way you can write down your thoughts at this moment and then dive deeper into your own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And get a better understanding of maybe a sentence, but...
And it helps me be more in the moment of prayer, too, mm-hmm. and not distracted by other mm-hmm. things. When I'm writing... What else did you say?
When you're writing book stuff about, just about anything about God, mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's bringing you closer to God? Or, do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I really do. I really do enjoy it. I love it. I feel like it is bringing me closer to God because I feel like it is coming from God.
Mm-hmm.
So when I feel like God's speaking to me or giving me something to write down,
you feel like it's through music or reading the Bible or praying.
When I'm writing something, I felt like he was saying something to me that I was mm-hmm. supposed to write down. And I think that he also uses what we experience in life. So
mm-hmm.
I'll use a specific example to make more sense. I wrote something about a store closing. You remember those signs that it says everything must go, store closing?
Mm-hmm.
And so everything's on sale
mm-hmm.
and you're supposed to buy all these things so that they can get rid of the old
mm-hmm.
products in the store so that the new store can come in and set up shop
mm-hmm.
and bring in all the new items that
mm-hmm.
are being sold. So Gander Mountain is being closed.
Yeah.
And they're putting everything on sale, and it's being changed into a Kohl's or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be all clothes and stuff like that, and jewelry. But if something from Gander Mountain is left over, some hunting gear
mm-hmm.
is left over on the shelves at a Kohl's store when the Kohl's store was set up,
mm-hmm.
well, that wouldn't make much sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be as beneficial to the store.
Yeah.
Because they need to get everything out of there. So I think that God, so I'm trying to say God teaches us in what we experience in life,
mm-hmm.
stores and stuff like that. That's all earth things.
Mm-hmm.
It's all earthly
that
things.
Isn't in heaven because
yeah.
you don't need anything in heaven.
Yeah.
Because you have everything.
So he teaches us from earthly things
mm-hmm.
about heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So just like those stores being closed, when
heaven.
You know, when someone gets saved,
yeah.
so their old life, that's
mm-hmm.
The old store
mm-hmm.
that was
so it's
that's
like,
gone.
It's gone and it's going by, and
yeah.
you're setting up shop in heaven.
Yeah, you're setting up shop
in
heaven, and also God is setting up shop inside of you.
Yeah.
So the Holy Spirit is living inside of us now.
Yeah.
Because we're believers.
Yeah.
And that means it's a new store.
Yeah.
And if there's something left over from the old store, say it's, I get angry a lot,
mm-hmm.
or I lie or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that belongs to the old store.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make sense for it to be in the new store.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense for it to be in the new store.
Yeah.
Yeah. You looking at the people?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so.
I don't really feel like I have any more questions,
mm-hmm.
but,
okay. Well, thanks for being on my podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, you're welcome.
That was fun.
We'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll try to come up with, more questions.
More questions, so it'll be
more structured, maybe.
Yeah, that way you kind of have questions that way you're not like sitting here like,
yeah,
like, wow,
that's okay too.
And that's not bad, but yeah, that way you have like more of a structured thing. Like, you can maybe just have like a sheet of paper here or something with like five questions.
Yeah, all right, we'll end it there then.
Okay,
sweet.